thing that separates is a person moves slightly to the right, left, moves a little bit forward, moves back after he reads his Farz Salah. So that separates between the Farz Salah and the Nafil Salah. So today's hadith we'll see that where this comes from, where this practice comes from. This hadith that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu quotes. عن عمر بن عطاء رضي الله عنه أن نافع بن جبير أرسله إلى السائب بن أخت نمر يسأله عن شيء رآه منه معاوية في الصلاة. So to understand this incident, what had happened was, Hazrat Muawiyah رضي الله عنه, in his time he built something called a maqsura. A maqsura is an enclosed area, an enclosure, normally built on the right hand side. At that time they would bring it towards the front of the masjid, like the first saf, an enclosed area where the amir, the leader, the dignitaries, the important people would stand. And the reason this was built is, we know that in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that he was the amir, he was the leader. He went forward to perform salah and then he was attacked. And there he became shaheed. Like that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, attack was made upon him. And even Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, when he was the leader, the attack was planned for him, and it so happened such, Allah Pak had made it such, that morning that he was to come to the masjid, that morning he fell sick. So somebody else was there in his place, and that person got attacked, and that person passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had an enclosure now that was made. So this enclosure, what it would do is, he would perform his salah there in that place. So it was a bit of a secure area. Nowadays also you'll find that sometimes in the masjids, especially at the time of Hajj, etc., that they will have one area that is cordoned off with guards, etc., where the dignitaries come and other people come. So there is some type of subut for it, there's some type of practice for it, because if they were to stand at other places, their lives were at risk. People would want to attack them, for whatever reason it may be. So this Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had this maqsura, and this incident goes like that. Hazrat Umar ibn Atta narrates that Nafi ibn Jubair had sent him to Sa'ib, the son of Namir's sister, to ask him about something that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had seen him doing. So here we see that Hazrat Sa'ib rahmatullah alayh, he had once performed salah in this maqsura, in this enclosed area. So Hazrat Sa'ib had performed salah once in this enclosed area, and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who had access to that enclosed area, once had told him something and had mentioned a hadith to him. So now what had happened is, Umar ibn Atta, rahmatullah alayhi, he wanted to know what is that hadith. We are so lucky that we get spoon-fed hadith, that we open a kitab of hadith and we can read it. Those days, if they wanted to know a hadith, they'll send somebody specifically to ask the next person that there was some incident and one hadith was narrated to you. Please share that hadith with us, because at that time everything wasn't documented in a book form like how we have it today. So what had happened was, Nafi' now is sent by Umar ibn Atta to go to Sa'ib and ask him what had happened at that incident. So that incident was between Sa'ib and Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ. So when Hazrat Sa'ib rahmatullah alayhi was asked that, tell us about that incident that happened between you and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, so he says, نَعَمْ, yes, I will tell you. صَلَّيْتُ مَعَهُ الْجُمُعَةَ فِي الْمَقْصُورَةِ. Once I had performed Jumu'ah Salah with him in that enclosed area. فَلَمَّا سَلَّمَ الْإِمَامِ قُمْتُ فِي مَقَامِ. When the Imam had made salam, I stood up immediately in my place. I didn't move, I didn't wait. As soon as the Imam made salam, I stood up in my place. فَصَلَّيْتُ and I performed my salah. He was performing that sunnah salah that you normally would perform after the Faraz of Jummah, but he stood up immediately in his place and he started reading it. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيَّ فَقَالَ لَا تَعُدْ لِمَا فَعَلْتَ. When Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had come into this enclosed area, he saw me doing this and he told me, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu sent for me. He sent for me. So now he's saying that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had seen me. So now to tell me and explain to me, he didn't in front of everyone, he didn't shout me. Now in an enclosed area, people can see. There's still access where people can see. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had seen this. But what he's saying is that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he didn't shout me, he didn't reprimand me in front of everybody. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ أَرُسَلَ إِلَيَّ. So when Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu entered, perhaps it would have been at another area, another venue, he sent for me, he called for me, called Sa'ib rahmatullah alayhi. فَقَالَ لَا تَعُدْ لِمَا فَعَلْتَ. Don't do what you just did. What you just did, don't do it. Don't repeat what you've done. Ulama explain from here, they say, is when you want to explain to somebody, don't explain to him in front of everyone, because perhaps you can embarrass the person, you can disgrace the person, he will feel ashamed. So see how nicely Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu done, he had called for him. He could have told him immediately that don't read namaz like this. He didn't embarrass the person, he had sent for him, called for him. Although he was reading namaz there with him, he could have told him. He sent for him at a later time and told him that don't do what you've just done. إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ الْجُمُعَةَ فَلَا تُصَلِّيهَا فَلَا تَصِلُهَا بِصَلَاتٍ. When you perform Jumu'ah Salah, then don't join with it immediately another Salah, حَتَّى تَتَكَلَّمَ أَوْ تَخْرُجَ, until you have some deeni discussion, some talk you have, or you've moved from your place. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَمَرَنَا بِذَلِكَ, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded us with that, لَا تُوْسِلْ صَلَاتًا بِصَلَاتٍ حَتَّى تَتَكَلَّمَ أَوْ نَخْرُجَ, that don't join one salah to another salah, don't join that nafil salah to that farz salah until you speak something or you come out. Come out means you move from your place. So this explains to us that we shouldn't be reading salah immediately in that same place. So there are some benefits where immediately in that place where a person has read the farz salah, there are some benefits. Ulama explain, one is that every piece of ground that a person reads salah in will be a shahada, will be testimony on the day of Qiyamah that this person has read salah on me. So a person moved his place and he went to another place, another spot now will be a testimony that this person has read and performed salah upon me. There's another advantage that it has, is that when a person that is coming in also from outside, he knows now that the salah is finishing. Everyone starts reading the sunnah immediately in that place where they read the faraz. Somebody coming from outside might still think that the namaz is on. So imagine if it is a zuhur salah, he'll come in, he'll also join thinking that namaz is on, only then to realize that these people are not reading salah in jama'ah, here they're reading the nafil salah. But when he comes in and he sees people have moved, then he can understand and appreciate that the namaz is over. The other advantage is that it creates some difference between a person's faraz salah and his nafil salah. There is no chance of confusion. If a person immediately in exactly the same place he starts, there is a possibility that this person now can confuse that nafil salah with his faraz salah. So these are the advantages that of performing salah in a different place from the place that a person has performed his faraz salah. There is another thing that if the masjid is full, it is difficult, then a person doesn't need to go and move around or move directly to the front or move anywhere else if the masjid is cramped. Then he should just try and move a small one step forward, one step back, like that, and then he can perform his salah there. So he's making amal also on this hadith, and at the same time he's not inconveniencing people. Sometimes a person in his urge to move backwards, people are still making their musrakats, he's crossing through all the people. This is a wrong thing to do. A person should do it based on the situation. If the situation allows for it, then he should move his position. If the situation does not allow for it, then it's better for him to read his salah where he read his farz salah by moving slightly forward or slightly backwards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.